절대 나팔 것처럼 아름다운 그 순간처럼
hey, 항상 최고가 되고 싶어 hey, hey, 그래서 조금 패권을 쳐줘 있어 hey, hey, 남들과 비교 일상이 돼버릴 거목이었던 내 욕심은 대단한 억제고도 목줄이 됐어 hey, hey, 그런데 말이야 돌이켜보니 사실은 말이야 나 최고가 되고 싶었던 것이 아닌 것만 같아
위로와 감동이 되고 싶었었던 나 그대의 슬픔 아픔 걷어가고 싶은 나
내가 날게 싫은 날 영영 사라지고 싶은 날 문을 하나 만들자 너의 맘속에 다
Ooh. everybody, not to interrupt Adam Melcher's Moon in the Morning, but this is Amelia, and you are listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, guys, I think we're having some issues leaving up the next song, but I can talk for a minute while we figure that out. I hope you're all having an amazing Saturday, I guess, at this point. I know I am. My friend is actually here visiting me from Barnard in Barnard College in New York, which has been so much fun, and we did a little trip into Boston, into the North End, which was so lovely. And it's always fun to have friends to come visit Tufts. And actually, let me talk about the song I just played, Moon in the Morning by Adam Melcher. So basically, last weekend, I'm a big concert goer, and last weekend I went to a Leve and Adam Melcher concert in at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, and that was just so awesome. And honestly, like, I always loved Adam Melcher, but going to that concert just made me like extra excited to listen to him and tune. And I've been listening to his music a bunch now, and Moon in the Morning was one of my favorites. But honestly, like, since seeing the concert, like, I've been listening to that song so much. So I hope you all enjoyed Moon in the Morning, and he is so talented. Like, I am currently obsessed with the fact that he literally went to college to get an opera degree, and you can hear it in his voice because he is so talented. And for me personally, like, I'm very big into the arts and I love singing, so it's like you can tell when somebody's like a technically trained singer. So that was Adam Melcher, and now I'm going to play Tin Man by America, which I love, and I'll give you a little background as to why this is on my playlist. So let's see if this works. Here's Tin Man by America. I know why it wasn't working. I was doing the wrong aux. Okay, hold up. Give me 1 second. Sorry, guys. This is my first ever show. Here is Tin Man by America.
never did give nothing to the tin man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
So that was Tin Man by America. I hope you all enjoyed that one. But I love that song, and what inspired me to put that song on my playlist for my first show is that last week was Halloween. I hope you all had a really lovely and safe Halloween, got that candy, had spent time with loved ones, and I had a really great Halloween, and my friends and I decided to dress up as Wizard of Oz characters. I was Dorothy. I know maybe a little bit basic, but honestly, like, I loved it. Like, I was I dressed up as Dorothy in Wizard of Oz in, like, second grade or something, so it was definitely a throwback to be dressing up as Dorothy once again. But yeah, so Tin Man obviously was the inspiration for that. My friend who was the Tin Man, she actually got a hat for it, and I now am the owner of the Tin Man hat, and I love it, and it just sits on the desk in my dorm. And I'll talk to you guys a little bit about me for a second. This is my first show on WMFO, which is super exciting, and I did some student radio stuff in high school. I'm currently a freshman at Tufts, but it's been so, like, exciting to do radio in an actual studio, as stupid as that sounds. But in high school, I would do radio, like, in my bedroom with my little microphone, and now it's cool to have all these, like, dials and real mics and all these really cool records around me, and I don't know, it's just very, very surreal, and I love it. And my show, as I mentioned earlier, is called Passenger Seat, and another little, I'll probably say this on every show, but I decided to call it Passenger Seat because I do not have my license, and I am chronically in the passenger seat no matter who I'm with. So, I don't know, I thought it'd be cute to say that and, like, put that in my show title, a little homage to home. And also, I feel like it just makes sense. Like, when you're in the passenger seat, you're usually the one on aux playing music for everybody. So, this is Passenger Seat, and the next song I'm going to be playing for you guys is Make Me Your Queen by Declan McKenna. So let's get it started.
I know that I mean nothing to you, babe. I've tried my best to keep these thoughts away. Oh, try. I
So that was Make Me Your Queen by Declan McKenna. I hope you all enjoyed that one. Usually the music that I play on my shows is probably going to tend to be music that... Sorry, I'm just switching my aux over. Is music that I am probably currently listening to or currently obsessed with. And that's a song that I had listened to a while ago, honestly. I'm just always... been a fan of, and I kind of became passionate about it once again, which is so awesome. And I feel like there's something so fun, and it's literally 2 a.m. Why I'm brain farting right now, but just so fun and also a little bit melancholy about that song, which I really love. And you know what, while I'm on a bit of a rambling spree, it might be time for me to read a PSA out of the PSA book. So I'm going to flip to a random page and read you guys a little bit of a PSA. Let's see. Okay, here's one. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life who could help them see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. Alrighty, so that was our PSA for today. And I hope you all enjoyed that. I'm going to have to do another one of those every other week that I'm on air. Well, every time I'm on air, but I'm only on air every other week. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is Rom-Com Gone Wrong by Matt Maltese. Alrighty, here we go.
Shopped up with someone real.
That was Rom-Com Gone Wrong by Matt Maltese. Again, something that I've just been listening to and vibing to recently. And I don't know what it is about him, but I just love his music. It feels very, like, Daisy, like you're floating through space almost, which I've been such a fan of. Random sidetrack, but I've been eating so much Italian food recently, it's kind of been ridiculous. Like, every time I've been going out to dinner, it's been me getting Italian food. So now I just have an obscene amount of leftovers in my dorm fridge of just different pastas, different pizzas. And do I love it? Yes. But honestly, like, I feel like I'm trying to mix it up, but I just don't know what Boston food is, like, what food in Boston is any better than the Italian food. Like, I just don't, I couldn't tell you. And I feel like I need to find a place that's, like, as good to get from that isn't, like, fast food and isn't Italian. Because I feel like I want to find some good restaurants where I can order in and use my Grubhub gift card and make that work for me. I hope you guys are really, a lot of this show, as you guys will come to find, is just me rambling and rambling, but I love it. Alrighty. So now I'm going to play another song from an artist whose concert I went to very recently. She was just in Boston like a couple weeks ago. My friend Kate came to visit to see her. Here is Lifetime by Faye Webster. In a lifetime. That was Lifetime by Faye Webster. I hope you all enjoyed that one. I remember this is one of Faye's newest singles, and honestly, like, when it first came out, I was kind of obsessed. It's been, like, it took a while to grow on me, but after seeing it live, like, or sorry, after hearing it live, and honestly seeing it live too, it's like her concert was very visually beautiful. It was just, like, so cool. And I don't know, I know it's a bit repetitive, but I think there's something almost, like, entrancing about it. Like, you listen to it and you just, like, want to go straight to sleep in the best way, which I probably shouldn't be playing at 2 a.m. because, like, I don't know if any of you are out on the road listening or if it's just my friends or my family or whatever, but I don't know. I love me some Faye Webster, and she's just so talented. Like, her voice is amazing, and I love the kind of music that she does. I feel like she incorporates so many different elements into her work that, I don't know, I think is really unique and awesome. And I just, she also seems really, like, a really cool person. And honestly, like, what was kind of weird about the Faye Webster concert is that her openers were the least Faye Webster kind of opener that you could think of in any way, shape, or form. Like, they were kind of, like, very rock, very punk kind of vibe, very intense, and they were, and Faye was like, that's one of my favorite artists. And I love that, because honestly, like, you can kind of tell that they're, like, can be, the inspiration can come from so many different artists. You can also enjoy so many different things, no matter what kind of music you make or you listen to. And also, you'll notice in terms of the music that I will usually play on Passenger Seat, it's probably going to be a lot of, like, pop, indie, alternative kind of stuff. I don't know, but I'd love to get into more. Like, I do love some jazz. Maybe I'll find some good jazz to play on here. My show, like, I mean, We Are Tufts is, or WMFO is very much a freeform radio, and I feel like I'm holding to it because I want to always do something different if I can. But you'll notice I tend to, like, stray towards a similar kind of thing, very singer-songwritery. I love a song with some good lyrics. But the next song I'm going to play is Pines by Men I Trust. So here it is. Thank you. Men I Trust. Once again, very mellow, very chill. I love some chill music. And honestly, I think I might do a show with just Christmas music in a couple weeks once it gets more winter vibes. Because this is my first real experience with seasons. Like, I'm experiencing autumn in full force, which has been very nice, but it's definitely gotten very cold very fast, and it's been a bit embarrassing to bring out my puffer jacket because everybody that goes to Tufts that's from New England is just not on the same wavelength as me. They're walking around in shorts and a t-shirt. Well, a select crowd is walking around in shorts and a t-shirt, and honestly, I really admire them for that, but could not be me, cannot relate, but I really love that for them. In the winter, I will definitely be playing some more wintry music, and I think music definitely has seasons, for sure. I've thought about that a lot. I think the seasons really dictate what music I'm listening to and putting on repeat, and I think you'll definitely see that, especially when you, tune into Passenger Seat in the second semester. It's gonna be different vibe, for sure. I feel like hopefully it'll be some more sunny, more upbeat music, but also, it's 2 a.m., I don't think we need to be banging some loud bangers, but I'm sure there'll be some nights where I have some friends on and we want to play some fun upbeat stuff. So yeah, next I am gonna be playing a little bit of Biba Doobie, she's one of my faves, and I've grown to love her a lot recently. So here's Art Class by Biba Doobie.
Say my name, and I'll go ahead and pick a
That was Art Class by Viva Doobie. Such a cute song. I feel like that song is very based around the lyrics and the little imagery of being in art class together. Like, that's so cute. I don't know. I think it's just very simple and adorable, and I love it. Her music just makes me really happy, and I'm sure I'll be playing more Viva Doobie at some point. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it hasn't been hard for me to not play some Taylor Swift on my first show, yes, but I don't know, I'm trying to not overdo it with the Taylor, because I've been listening to her a lot recently. And as much as I love her, you know, you gotta, like, kind of, like, pick and choose these kinds of things. Like, you can't overplay Taylor, you know? Because I've done that before. I've had my bouts where I play her way too much. But honestly, like, I go, like, after a new album comes out, it's pretty addicting to just listen to her nonstop. But I felt like she wasn't really the vibe for tonight. But next song I'm going to play, another more singer-songwritery vibe, again, kind of alternative, is some Julia Jaclyn. So here is Love, Try Not to Let Go by Julia Jaclyn. Try Not to Let Go by Julia Jaclyn. I hope you're all having a very nice, restful Friday night/Saturday morning. I know I am. honestly, I was pretty nervous to do my first ever show, but it's so much fun. It's so cool to just, like, be in the studio, as I already mentioned, and it's just so, so cool. And it's crazy to think, like, that's just the start of WMFO for me. Like, I'm a freshman. Everything is just getting started. It's very, very, very exciting. I'm trying to think of a couple other songs to play for you guys, because we do only have about 15 minutes left, and then, you know, I'll be back in my dorm crashing, because I'm a night owl for sure, but, you know, I usually don't tend to stay up this late, but it's so worth it. It's just play music and chill, and, you know, it's cool to think I'm, like, on the radio. Sorry, I sound so silly, but it's pretty, pretty, pretty fun. And yeah, the next song I'm going to play for you guys is a little bit of Claro. So hope you'll enjoy. This is Alewife by Claro. Claro. Hope you all enjoyed that one. Claro just always hits, honestly. I used to not listen to Immunity that much, which is the album that Alewife is off of, and honestly, like, I don't know why I didn't listen to it sooner, because it's so good. Like, it's so, so, so good. So as for this weekend, I don't know, I think I'm gonna go into Boston, take the tea, maybe go to Newbury Street, because I have a friend here, and, you know, I feel like a good little touristy day in Newbury Street is always so nice and fun. So I think we're going to do that tomorrow. I do have a psych paper due on Tuesday, which I need to get on. Which, honestly, it's on a really cool topic. I get to pick any article and apply some sort of psych tactic to it. I guess if that makes sense. Like, understand it through a psychological lens, which is really interesting. And I've been loving that class so much. I definitely am considering majoring in psych after this. But next semester, I'm hoping to take, like, an intro to child studies class, and then school and society, which basically could intro to education class. So we'll see. I'm definitely way more into social sciences than I thought. In my mind, I was kind of like, oh, I'm a humanities girl. Like, that's my vibe. But honestly, since coming here, like, I realize I'm really into social sciences. And I don't know where this came from. Oh, my psych paper. But I was thinking of examining something about Barbie and gender roles or something like that. But my friend brought up a good point the other day. I feel like but Barbie was such like a cultural phenomenon over the summer. And then like, I feel like it isn't really as talked about anymore, which is kind of sad because it's a really great movie. But like, I don't know. I just think it's very, very interesting. But I feel like when Barbie goes on streaming, like, everyone's going to talk about it again. But since, like, the writer strike is finally over, now there's actually, like, now there's not really going to be, like, any exciting projects coming out soon, which is a little disappointing. But you know what? We'll make it work. We'll wait patiently for good film and television to come back because, I don't know. It's worth it. It's very much worth it. But I haven't even had that much time to watch TV anymore. Anyway, which is a little sad. But you know what? I want to find some time to read, too. I have my little rom-com sitting on my shelf to start reading. And yeah, I don't know. And then I decided to switch this song up last minute. But I haven't listened to Soccer Mommy in a really long time. But I was thinking of playing some Soccer Mommy for you all tonight. So here is Circle the Drain by Soccer Mommy. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Trying to seem strong for me.